起来看一段圣经，虽然这个不是我们一般这个圣诞节的这个信息，不过我想这个同样的重要。
And we want to think about the passage over here, even though this is not the typical message of Christmas that you will be hearing, but I think this is equally important.
所以我们要看一节圣经，其实我们看半节圣经。
We will be looking at half of verse.
原因是我们不要我们的美国朋友误了他的飞机。
Because we do not want our American friends to miss their flight.
所以我们要尽量把这个讲道缩短。
So we will shorten the sermon today.
我试试看了，他们没有人相信我。
I'll try to do that because I know nobody believes me here.
好，我们来看约翰福音第十章。
We'll look at John chapter 10.
十章十节，证明这里说，盗贼来无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来呢是要叫羊得生命，或者人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
这句话呢是主耶稣来世上是为什么而来的？
This verse tells us the reason that Jesus came to earth.
他来要赐给我们生命。
He came that he may give us life.
不但是生命，而且是更丰盛的生命。
Not just life, but to have abundant life.
不像盗贼来是要偷、要抢、要得到。主不是要得到，主是要给予 ，not to get, but to give.
And he is not like a thief. The thief comes to steal and thief wants to get, but Jesus came to give and not to get.
所以他是来赐给我们生命。如果他赐给我们生命之后呢，我们这些基督徒怎么样活出这个生命呢？我们应该有怎么样的表现呢？我们生命怎么样改变呢？
The Lord came to give us life, and if we as Christians have received this life from the Lord,Then what sort of change and what sort of a response should our lives be?
所以我们讲得生命，他来赐给，要让我们得生命。我得什么样的生命呢？
And so he is here to that we may have life. And so what sort of a life that does Jesus mean?
所以要我们得生命是什么意思？
What is the meaning of having life?
所以今天早上呢，我用三点来跟大家思想这个问题。
So this morning, we will think about this question from three points.
所以他要来使我们得生命，要得更丰盛的生命的意义是什么？得丰盛的生命的表现是什么？得丰盛生命的方法又是什么？
And so we want to look at what's the meaning of having abundant life, and what is the expression of abundant life, and also what is the way to abundant life.
所以我们今天早上就用这三点来跟大家思想这半节经文。
So this morning we will ponder over this half a verse using these three points.
所以主耶稣在这边讲说，他来呢，他是来是要使人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
这样什么叫做生命？
What is life?
生命到底是什么？
What exactly is life?
他要使我们得生命，不是说使我们可以呼吸，可以照常生活，可以延长百岁，可以继续的有这个生气。
To have life here is not about being able to breathe and being able to eat and being able to live until 100 years old and to continue living the physical life.
所以他讲他来给我们得生命是什么意思呢？是不是说，当然不只是说我们能够继续的呼吸，继续的延长生命，就这么简单。
And of course, it is not just being able to breathe and being able to have longevity.
很多人在解释，特别是很多灵恩派或者是这个成功神学在解释这段圣经的时候，你看神应许我们要得更丰盛、更丰满、更多的这个什么，你要就是你的什么宝马啦、什么这个汽车啦、别墅啦，给我们很多很多物质上的享受。
Of course, the charismatic church and the health and wealth gospel preachers have taken this verse and used it to tell believers that God is here to give you success and to give you wealth and to give you the cars and the villas that you want.
所以他们讲的就是说，你应该求，因为神他你耶稣来就是我越来越有钱，越来越成功，越来越发达。所以这个就是神来得丰盛的意思。我想这个不应该是他的意思。
And they tell people to ask from God to bless them with more wealth and with more possessions because they say that Jesus came to make to give you abundant life, but I think this is not the meaning.
所以我相信主耶稣说，我来是要你们得生命，不是说你们要得的更丰盛的生命，不是说你们要在物质上面享受的更多。
And so I believe that Jesus came and gave us abundant life, not in terms of material blessings.
因为你在圣经里面看到很多属灵的人，而且呢，很好的伟人呢。 属灵的伟人也受很多的苦，而且基督徒也要受苦。这样为什么这样？什么叫做要得生命呢？
Because as we look at the Bible, we know that there are a lot of giants in the Bible and many faithful Christians who have suffered. And so Christians do suffer. Therefore, what exactly is abundant life?
所以我相信主耶稣不在乎我们吃喝或者我们叫做吃喝享受的神圣。
Therefore, I believe that Jesus is not talking about material life.
因为罗马书14章17节这么讲，他说神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
Because Romans 14:17 tells us the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
是的，神会供应我们的需要，但是不是在乎吃喝。
Yes, God will provide for our needs, but it is not a matter of eating and drinking.
但是神非常在乎他的圣洁，我们的平安，还有呢，我们的喜乐。
God is concerned about His righteousness and our peace and joy.
所以我想，吃喝人生呢，不应该是这个神赐给我们，他说要来赐给我们更丰盛的生命，就是我们吃喝的更享受。
So the material life is not the abundant life that God is going to give us.
实际上，除了吃喝享受的人生，还有一些人就是叫做行尸走肉的人生。
Other than a material life, there are some people who are living a zombie life.
不是吗？我们早上起来，赶快去做工，做完工回来，吃完饭又睡觉，睡到明天早上起来，每天都这样。
Is it not true that many of us wake up in the morning and we rush to work, and after that we come home and we sleep only to wake up and rush off to work again tomorrow?
一天又一天，一个月又一个月，一年又一年，每都是这样做。
Day after day, month after month, and year after year, we do that over and over again.
这个就是人生吗？
Is that life?
当然我们看到也有些妈妈就是起来就是换尿布喂奶，然后睡觉，然后换尿布喂鸟睡觉，人生就是这样吗？
And there are mothers who wake up and they change diapers and they feed the baby, then they sleep only to wake up the next morning to change diapers and feed the baby again.
要他们孩子长大之后呢，又生儿育女，又是喂奶换尿片，睡觉起来又再喂奶，人生就是这样的循环吗？
And they raise their young children to become adults, who would then end up changing diapers and waking up and changing diapers again. Is that the cycle of life?
人生就是这样的，不断的追求，追求一天过一天，一天过一天，是这样的生活。这样就是等于行尸走肉，根本没有灵魂，就是每天好像机器一样不断的操作。
And if our lives are just like this, repeating day after day, it's just like a zombie or it's just like a machine.
当然，我们知道我们做工是为了要生活嘛，要吃喝，要吃嘛，要为了生活嘛。
But of course we know that we work in order to put bread on the table.
但是今天我们的社会呢，已经非常发达，非常富有到一个程度，这个工作不单是为了这个三餐温饱。
But our society has advanced to the stage that work is no longer about putting food on the table.
今天很多人工作不是单单为了吃。
Today, many people work not because they lack food.
今天的人工作是为了要彰显自己的 才干，自己的本事，我有多好，我有多能干，你看我能够做到这样。
Today many people work in order to show forth their talents and their abilities. They want others to know how able they are.
他是为自己工作。
So they're actually working for themselves.
为了自己的名誉，为了自己的这个地位，为了自己的名声望。
They are working for their own status and their own reputation.
请问，这个跟巴别塔在创世纪11章几章到，他们一起来创造一个塔高冲天，要彰显他的名有什么两样？其实我们自从巴别塔之后，现在很多人都是在走这条路，就是工作就是要彰显自己有多好。
Is this not similar to what happened at the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, where the people gathered together and they wanted to build a tower that reaches into the sky because they wanted to make a name for themselves? And today, we are the same. We are working in order to make a name for ourselves.
所以我们怎么生活呢？有些人是为了吃喝享受的人生，有些人是行尸走肉。他起来，我看我们周围也是有一些人这样，就是每一天过一天，每一天都是苦着脸去做工回来，苦着脸去做工又回来，每一天都是这样，里面都是空虚的。
And so there are people who live the material life.There are people who live the zombie life, waking up day after day just to go off to work in a miserable state, and then they just keep repeating this over and over again.
但是有一些人呢，不能不做工。
But there are people who cannot stop working.
为什么呢？他不做工，他就不知道失去方向。等于做工呢，工作呢，你的工作 define you, 你的工作来决定你到底是谁。
Because such people, once they stop working, they lose all sense of direction in life, and they let their work define them.
所以这样的人呢，就是他做工只是一个借口来隐藏他里面的空虚，跟他里面的失去方向。他不知道他的人生的价值到底是为什么。
Actually, it is all empty in his heart and.Working then just becomes a smokescreen because he has no idea what his life is all about. It is all empty inside.
如果你很年轻，你就不知道我在说什么。如果你已经到了中年，开始退休，你就明白我在说什么。
If you are very young, you will know not what I'm saying. But if you have reached your middle age and you are looking forward to retirement, you know what I'm talking about.
当你放下工作之后，你就没有方向，你就不知道为什么要活着，你人生就没有方向，你也就没有人生的乐趣。你到底是全部你的人生由你的工作来决定，这样的人生是不是主耶稣降世为人换取来的人生呢？
Because once you retire and you put down your work, you do not know what is the sense of direction in your life, you do not know what to do next.And is this the kind of life that Jesus is giving you?
所以我跟很多我跟大家想分享过，人生呢可以分人类呢人工作呢可以分成几个类。
And we have talked about this before that we have different categories of people who are working.
有些人是享乐主义，就是我要享受，我不管将来怎么样，我现在享受。这些人呢是现在享受，将来痛苦。
And there are some people who belong to hedonism, meaning they want to enjoy the present, and they don't care about what's going to happen in the future, even if it means suffering, it doesn't matter.
这个人很多通常就是形容西方国家亚洲人呢，基本上是拼命做工，拼命做工，意思说现在痛苦，盼望将来享福。
So the Western world usually would be categorized under hedonism, but.In the Asian world, we are talking about people who is in a mad chase. They keep working now and working now and working now, and they are suffering now in order to enjoy later.
但是很多人来到当时候呢，也不能够享受，因为他的确他已经他现在将来真的享受的时候，他又不懂得怎样享受。
Because all these people who are actually in a mad chase, they are working now and working now only to try and enjoy later, but by the time they reach that stage, they do not know how to enjoy themselves either.
所以有一种叫做享乐主义，另外一种叫做追求主义，还有一种呢叫做弃世主义，就是他什么都不管了。
So we have one group that's a hedonism, there's another group who is in a mad chase, And there's a third group who is the nihilism. They do not care about anything.
他对人生完全没有盼望，他对人类完全没有希望，他绝望了，他放弃了，自我放弃，到深山里过着一个没有意义的人生。
He has given up hope on humanity. He has given up hope on himself. He has given up hope that he wants to retreat to the mountains and just live a solitary life with no meaning. So those who subscribe to nihilism suffer now and they suffer later as well because they live without hope.
所以你看到享乐主义就是说现在享乐将来痛苦。 追求主义是现在痛苦将来享乐，其实主义是现在痛苦将来也痛苦。
So hedonism means enjoying the present but suffering later. Those who are in the mad chase want to suffer now but enjoy later. Those who are in the nihilism phase will suffer now and suffer later as well.
但是基督徒应该活在一个真正的喜乐快乐的人生。
But real Christians would want to live a life with true happiness.
所以我称的这个叫做现在喜乐，将来快乐。
So I call this enjoying the present and also enjoying the later.
现在为什么叫喜乐呢？不叫快乐呢？因为快乐跟happening有关系，跟我们周遭环境有关系。 周遭发生的事情我就快乐，但是喜乐不同，喜乐是环境不好，心里还可以有一个甜蜜的感觉。Or
we could alternatively describe this as having present joy, but having happiness in the future. What's the difference between joy and happiness? Happiness has got to do with your surroundings, and when the good things happening around you, it causes you to be happy.
喜乐是当周遭不好的时候，但是你有盼望、有信心，你才能够有甜蜜的感受。如果你失去盼望、失去信心，你就没有。但是 happy 就是反正已经好的环境，你根本不用信心，不用盼望，你可以自然就喜乐。所以快乐跟喜乐之间是有不同的。
So there's a difference between joy and happiness because joy would mean that it is independent of the surrounding circumstances. There is this hope and this sweetness in your heart that causes you to be joyful despite the present circumstances that might be adverse. But happiness will mean that you are happy because of the good circumstances around you, and there is really no need to have any hope inside because outside is all good.
所以我们周围环境不一定好，特别是基督徒，周围碰到许多的问题，但是心里可以有喜乐，现在是喜乐，但是来到主耶稣来的时候呢，不用喜乐了，我们真的很快乐，因为一切都是好的，你已经主所应许的完全实现，那个叫做快乐。
So Christians should have joy now because our circumstances, our external circumstances might be adverse, but because of the hope in Jesus, it produces joy in our hearts. But in the future, when Christ comes again, everything will be good and it will be good circumstances. So that's the time when we will be happy.
是的，有些人是五行尸走肉，有些人是为了享受生命。
Yes, indeed, there are some who live a material life, there are others who live a zombie life.
但是我盼望你不是一个弃世主义，有时候很多哲学家对这个世界完全没有盼望的时候，就有一种弃世的主义。
And I hope that you are not in the nihilism quadrant because there are a lot of philosophers who end up being in this quadrant.
基督徒要追求的是真正的喜乐。
Christians need to pursue true joy.
主耶稣在路加福音12章15节讲到说，他说你们不要，人的生命不在乎家道丰富，所以不在乎你有多少钱，你多少钱都不能够使你快乐。Jesus
in Luke 12:15 said that one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. In fact, many people with lots of possessions are totally not joyful.
有很多很有钱的人其实觉得非常的孤单，而且非常的失意，因为他有了钱，追求什么呢？不知道要追什么，继续追求钱，除了钱，除了成功，除了事业，还有什么呢？没有东西了，所以他的心灵其实是空虚的。
There are many rich people who have got all the money that they can earn, but yet they kind of like do not know what to do next except to just continue earning money because they are totally empty in their heart.
所以我盼望你不是为了享受人生，也不是行尸走肉，你的生命是应该是充满了人生的意义。
So I hope that you're not living a material life nor a zombie life, because what you should be living is a meaningful life.
我们在圣诞节庆祝圣诞的时候，主耶稣来是要我们得生命，得的更丰盛的生命。是什么生命呢？到底是什么意思呢？到底这个是它的意义是什么呢？
And as we celebrate Christmas, we talk about Christ coming to give us life and to give us abundant life. But what exactly would that mean?
有一个清教徒在18世纪讲一句话非常重要。
There's a Puritan who lived in the 1800s. He said this that is very important.
他说一个人怎么样生活出来，他是怎么样，他 how does he live? 因为他一活起来，怎么活起来呢？人不是行尸走肉，他真的活出来，他真的喜乐出来。当一个人珍惜他拥有的一切福气之后呢，他是真正的活出来。
And this Puritan said that we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. In other words, we know and treasure what we have.
啊，这个很重要。
This is important.
啊，我讲过我用过这个清教徒的这句话，是在讲感恩的时候跟他提。当我们能够感恩，我们感受到原来我们这么有福气，原来我们这么宝贝，原来我活在喜乐当中的时候，你才是真正的活出来。
I've quoted this saying before when I was preaching through a sermon about Thanksgiving. Only when we truly know what we have and we are actually counting our blessings will we be joyful inside.
我相信我们曾经也有过就是行尸走肉的日子，就是每天一天过一天，一天过一天。但是有一次发生一些事情，开始快乐起来，说哎呀，我现在过去好像死一样，好像死人一样，现在活了，哇！现在真的是生命真的很美好。你在那一刹那就活出来了。你真正的活就是在你喜乐跟快乐里面，你才能感觉到生命的意义。
I'm sure many of us would have gone through a zombie life before. We are doing things repetitively without knowing what's the reason. But one day when we suddenly find something that causes us to be very happy or joyful,that's the moment where we suddenly become alive because we realize what we have and we are treasuring that thing.
或许你在读书，或者是当然不是一般人是读书啊，我们是在书中自有黄金屋，我们读书的人就特别喜欢在书中里面找黄金屋。但是有些人是在嗜好里面，在他在跟别人来往的时候，跟别人突然间他觉得很喜乐的时候呢，他就觉得在那一刹那他活了。
And for example, there are some people who enjoy studying, but of course we know not everyone enjoys studying, but those who enjoy studying will find the treasures in the books. But think about another situation where your spouse came along and caused you to be so joyful, and when you realize that, oh, I'm so happy right now because of this thing, that's the moment when you become alive.
对我来讲，跟家人在一起，这个是叫我活起来。跟所爱的人在一起能够活起来。当我能够，我常常觉得一句话会对我来讲非常真，你能够爱，你能够付出的去爱一个人，这个就是享受。
For me, I really enjoy being with my family and loving them. In fact, when you can bring yourself to love someone and enjoy loving someone,That's the time when you become alive and you are enjoying all these things and you become joyful.
对其他的人可能是一个苦差 a chore, 但是对我来讲，能够为孩子做一些事情，当你做的时候，当你为所爱的人做一些事情，那个事情就是喜乐。
To some people, the looking after the children might be a chore, but for me, if I'm able to do something for my children,and do something for their benefit, that's the point when I get joy.
刚才我们用过这些圣经，罗马书十四章七节，神的国不在乎吃喝，是在乎公义，公义是圣洁，和平就是平安，还有圣灵中的喜乐，这个喜乐是从圣灵而得到的。
And we quoted this verse just now, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要真正一个人活起来是他心中充满了喜乐。
So for a person to become alive, that's when his heart is full of joy.
但是我们基督徒，哎呀，周围周遭很多事情都让我们非常失望，怎么能够快乐呢？所以刚才我们分辨什么叫做快乐，什么叫做喜乐。 快乐是跟环境有关系， happy has to do with happening. 喜乐呢，跟外在没有关系，是完全不受外在影响。因为里面有信心、有盼望的时候，你知道一定会可以达到，你就可以喜乐起来。
So as Christians, we say this just now, whether we feel happy or not has got to do with what is happening around us, our external circumstances. But true Christians will have this internal joy, which is a feeling of sweet and a security, which is independent of the adverse circumstances outside. So we have joy in our hearts because we have hope of Jesus Christ in our
hearts.
And we were trying to distinguish the difference between joy and happiness. Many people say that, oh, you'll be happy if you have success. But we know that there are many people who are feeling lost even after they have enjoyed success.
就是好像我们只有看武侠小说，两个很高手在山上斗，结果一个赢了，赢了之后他已经没有对手的时候，他就失落了。
Just like sometimes we watch all these martial arts movies or stories when two extremely skilled people, they are fighting with each other, and the guy who wins, he becomes the most skilled martial artist, but he still feels lost because now he feels lonely. Because he has no opponent.
他的成功，他的快乐是建立在别人给他的那个得胜的意义。
So his happiness is based upon what others is able to give to him and that he can win.
这个就是主耶稣降世给我们得的生命吗？
Is this the kind of life that Jesus came to give us?
当然不是。
Of course not.
但是还有一个问题，就是很多所有人觉得说快乐、喜乐是跟感觉有关系。
And there's still another question, because some people think that happiness is related to feeling.
但是很多专家现在都意识到，就是不信主的人也意识到，单单感觉你过你想过的生活，你享受人生一切之后呢，你还是觉得失望。你喝酒啊，你party啊，你做什么，你还是觉得失望。为什么呢？人生没有意义，真正的快乐建立在你的那个意义上面，你的目的在上面。
Even psychologists now have studied and they have defined the difference between pleasure versus purpose. And there are people who go after pleasure, they party, they drink, they do all kinds of things, but yet after enjoying all this pleasure, they still find that this feeling is not enough because they have failed to find the purpose of life.
所以人要快乐呢，跟人生的意义有直接的关系。
So for a person to be happy, it is directly related to the purpose or his meaning of life.
所以真正的这个什么叫做快乐，我们把快乐跟喜乐放在一起讲，真正的快乐是你能够享受，但是真的是有意义、有价值，你两个放在一起，你才能够感觉到完整的快乐跟喜乐。
So if we now put happiness and joy together, only when a person is able to experience both the pleasure and meaning of life, then he will experience both happiness and joy together.
在英国有另外一个学者，他认为其实你有感觉还不够，有意义还不够，还要有这个他叫做自豪。其实我应该跟他定义为个人的价值。
And there's another philosopher in England who says that other than pleasure and purpose, you also need to take pride in your life, but I call this the worthiness of our life.
所以你要感觉到喜乐，不但是感官上面，同时呢，你也觉得生命很有意义，而且很有价值。
So not only do we want to experience joy, but we also want to find meaning in life and also worthiness in our lives.
所以呢，人生的快乐呢，决定在于你的价值，你的意义是什么。所以 当你明白这件事情的时候，你来读约翰17章3节的时候，你就明白， 主耶稣说，认识独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So to have true joy, and that would mean that you find true meaning in life. And Jesus in John 17:3 said this, which we can then understand when we have such a perspective. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
所以我们认识到我们从哪里来，我们要往哪里去，我们到底现在在这里做什么？圣经主耶稣给我们的明白，原来他是创造我们的，我们在他的 人生里面，他在他的引导底下要过怎么样的生活，这个就给我们的人生的意义。
So if we truly realize our meaning of life, where we come from and where we are going, then we will begin to realize thatIt is God, Jesus, who created us and given us life, and we need to find true meaning by knowing Him.
所以认识独一的真神主耶稣基督，他给我们意义，他给我们价值。
So if we know the true God, He will give us meaning and He will give us worthiness.
所以这个就是我们讲的这个我们叫做 Wooden's One, 叫世界观。
So this is what we call the worldview.
这个是德文啊，是在世哲学家里面很注重的，就是我们的世界观是什么。
And this is of course a translation of German, and this is very important what our worldview is.
我们的世界观就决定了我们的目的、我们的意义跟我们的价值。
Our worldview would determine the meaning and worthiness of our life.
所以上个礼拜我跟大家讲到，我们讲到说创世纪，介绍创世纪也讲到说这个 mega narrative, 就是说神伟大的故事，就是说整本圣经里面呢，虽然有很多小故事，但是整个圣经呢，给我们看到一个大的故事，这个故事是有关神的故事。
And last week of course we talked about thisThat yes, indeed, there are many, many little stories in the Bible, but the whole Bible is actually a mega narrative of God that shows us all of history is really God's story.
所以整个创世纪就给我们定下我们的世界观。
And the book of Genesis will determine our worldview.
所以哲学家在用这个 meta narrative, 就是说 beyond narrative, 就是说每个小故事之外，还有一个更大、更阔、更广。更重要的故事。
Philosophers talk about the meta narrative, meaning that many many small stories coming together is actually telling an even bigger one.
但是我们可以基本上可以用 mega, 就是伟大 的故事，这就更容易明白。
But basically it is easier to understand by calling this the mega narrative of God.
大家记得上个礼拜我们提到整本创世纪可以分成两段，一段就是一到十一节，就是讲到这个人起源的历史；第二段是讲到列祖的历史。
And so last week we talked about Genesis being divided into two main portions, from chapters 1 to 11 is the primeval history, and 12 to 50 is the patriarchal history.
所以在这起初的历史就定下我们的世界观，我们从哪里来，神为什么创造我们，创造的目的是什么，罪从哪里来，为什么有审判，为什么今天我们会告诉这个问题，我们要朝哪里去，这整个观念呢，就是 mega 整个故事的朝向，要走的方向。
And the book of Genesis will set this in place by giving us a proper worldviewHow did human beings end up on this world? And why do human beings die? What is sin, etc.? And all these things will define our worldview and tell us how to continue walking our life.
大家记得吗？上个礼拜我们讲到有四个 S, 对不对？开始所有的 first, 然后呢，接下来就有那个洪水，那个洪水之后那个 flood, 然后呢，那个 fall, 那个人堕落，然后有那个 flood, 然后呢，有一个 fall, 就是人的混乱，因为这个巴别塔神混乱人的口音，在这个光中之后，难道就没有救吗？所以神拣选亚伯拉罕，从那边开始一个拯救的计划。
So we talk about the four F's that the book of Genesis tells us the first where everything occurred, and then after the fall which describes the sin, and the flood when God destroyed everything, and the further where God confused the languages of the people and the power of Babel, but from then onwards, what next?
所以十二章到五十章就是提到列祖啊，亚伯拉罕，神拣选亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，这个约瑟，然后呢，从接下到出埃及记就摩西的开始，所以这整个给我们的整个世界观。
And then we come to the second half of Genesis where we have the patriarchs from Abraham, then to Isaac, and then Jacob and Joseph.And how they end up in Egypt, which leads us into Exodus.
所以整本这个创世纪，整本圣经就是神的故事。
So the entire Bible is God's story.
整个环节基本上可以分成四个，就是神的创造，然后人的堕落，然后主耶稣的救赎，然后最后呢启示录的时候，神怎么样还原回去创世纪应该有的。耶稣第二个亚当来统管世界，整个故事就是这样的包含在里面。
And if we look at this entire story from the beginning, which is creation in Genesis and the fall in Genesis as well, and then redemption when Jesus Christ came, and finally restoration, which is described in the book of Revelation, where God is going to restore everything back to the original.
如果你记得这四个单元呢，你就把整本圣经、整个人类历史都记下来了。
And if you look at the whole Bible through these four points, you would have seen the whole history of man.
那么今天我们在哪里？
Where are we now in God's plan?
在神的计划里面呢，我们神的计划是我们在救赎当中，我们被拯救的时候，然后呢，我们来到。救赎之后呢，我们要进入这个成圣的生活，就是教会应该彼此鼓励过一个成圣的生活。但是我们不是没有目标，最终我们在等候主再来，所以那个三个 S 就在这里 ：salvation, sanctification, and second coming。我们这边就是预备等候主再来，这个是有盼望，这个就给我们 meaningful， 给我们意义，给我们价值。
We are in the redemption stage of the grand story that we talked about just now, and this redemption stage when Christ saved us from our sins, that's salvation. But as we continue living our lives, we are to live lives that are sanctified, that's the process of sanctification. And we are not living without hope, we are hoping and looking forward to Christ's second coming, and these three S's will tell us what we are supposed to be doing, and over here we find true meaning of life.
如果你还没有信主，你应该是处于在 salvation， 就是接受救恩的时代。如果你已经信了主，你是处在这个成圣的这个阶段里面。
If you have not believed in the Lord Jesus, then you belong to the salvation stage where you have yet to be saved.But if you've already believed in the Lord Jesus, then you are in the sanctification stage where we are living lives more holy than before.
我们就学习怎么样过成圣的生活，要预备见主的面。
And we are learning how to live lives that are holy as we prepare to meet our Maker.
但是我们不是行尸走肉，也不是为了吃喝，我们是很有方向感，等候主再来。
But we are not zombies, neither are we living for the material, because we know our direction, we are waiting for the Lord's second coming.
因为等到主再来的时候，启示录告诉我们，主再来的时候，神亲自要与我们同在，他要做我们的神，他要擦去一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有哭号痛疼痛，一切都要过去。
Because the book of Revelation tells us that when Christ comes again, God himself will be there with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. And the former things have passed away.
今天我们碰到的困难，碰到的罪恶，就环绕我们这些烦恼，将来主再来的时候完全抹去，因为神要亲自做我们的神，他要来照顾我们。
The difficulties and the trials that we are facing today will all be wiped away because in the future, God will be with us personally and He will take care of us.
那么哥林多前书给我们盼望，他说死人要复活。我们知道我们现在的人死了之后，我们不是没有盼望，主再来的时候他要复活。这个复活呢是不朽坏的，是荣耀的，是强壮的，是有灵性的。
And First Corinthians tells us that yes, we will die, but there will be a resurrection. And the resurrection body is imperishable, is glorious, is full of power, and is a spiritual body.
所以不朽坏就是说我不会继续生病，我不会拿着拐杖，我不会看不见、听不见。这些是人类堕落之后呢，我们一个人都要经历的。但是到时候呢，没有不朽坏的，全部变成不朽坏了。荣耀是指我们的，我们不会有羞耻；强壮是我们不会生病；灵性是完全属灵的，我们不会再犯罪。
Imperishable means that it will not decay, it will not die, and glorious means that there is no shame, and with power means that there will be no sickness, and of course it is not just a physical body now, it will be also a spiritual body in the future.
所以复活是我们的盼望。
So we have hope in the resurrection.
所以保罗在以弗所书他说，你要知道你们的恩召是有何等的指望。 你们的基业神给预备在天上，我们现在还不知道很多，在天上有何等的荣耀，而且他做这件事情的能力是何等的浩大。Therefore,
the book of Ephesians, Paul writes that we have hope. We need to know what is the hope to which he has called us, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe.
神的拯救，他花了极大的功夫做成这个救恩。
God's redemption, he has spent a lot of effort to achieve.
但是最后呢，神要荣耀，主耶稣不但要得荣耀，他也要跟我们，要我们跟他一起得荣耀。And
in the end, not only will the Lord Jesus have glory, but he wants us to also be glorified together with him.
罗马书他说，圣灵与我们同作见证，我们是神的儿女，既是儿女就是同作后世，既然后世呢，就以耶稣基督一同作后世。我们现在虽然与他同受苦，不过将来要和耶稣一起得荣耀。Romans
8 tells us the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
现在可能人没有给你荣耀，现在不尊重你，给你羞愧，但是将来神必要给你这个honor，这个荣耀。People
now might not respect you and might not honor you, but in the future God will give you this honor.
所以保罗说，我想到现在的苦，比将来的荣耀根本就不足以介意了。
And so Paul says, I consider the sufferings of this present time not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
以这个腓立比书也是告诉我们，将来呢，我们复活的身体要跟耶稣一样，他自己的荣耀身体，我们的身体也复活的身体也跟耶稣一起得荣耀。
Philippians tells us that God, when he restores our body, will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body.
在约翰一书，他讲到说，将来如何还未显明。其实我们对将来还看不是很清楚，我们知道很伟大，还是不很清楚。但是呢，他说一件事情我知道，主若显现，你必要像他。所以呢，我们要有这样的指望，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。First
John says that what we will be has not yet appeared. In other words, we do know that it's very glorious and great, but we do not exactly know the details. But one thing we know, that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is, and everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure.
这个就是我们的价值，这个就是我们的方向，这个就是我们的意义。This
is our worth, this is our direction, this is our meaning.
所以请问，你是吃喝享受，过着吃喝享受的人生，你是过着行尸走肉的人生，还是你过着一个充满意义、有方向、有目的、有这个意义的人生？
So, I want to ask, are you living a material life, or are you living a zombie life, or are you living a meaningful life?
主耶稣降世要我们得生命，得到什么更丰盛？这个生命是怎么样的生命呢？
Jesus came that we may have life and to have it abundantly, but what kind of life would this look like?
如果你有圣经做你的世界观，你就知道认识独一的真神，他将来要为你所做的这一切就是永生。
If you have your Bible and you've been reading and understanding it, then you know that life or eternal life is that we may know Jesus Christ whom God has sent.
所以主耶稣说，我来，圣诞节提醒主耶稣来是要我们得生命，要得的更丰盛。
So as we celebrate Christmas, we want to be reminded that Christ came that we may have life and to have it abundantly. We only talk about the first point actually. Don't worry. We'll end in another 2 minutes. This is the most important that we have been talking about. Whatever follows next, we can finish it in a couple of sentences.
所以第一, 人生的这个更丰盛的生命的意义呢, 就是在主耶稣基督里面。 然后这个生命怎么样表现呢?
So, firstly, the meaning of abundant life is to be found in Jesus Christ. But how do we express this life now?
所以这个更丰盛的生命怎么样表现呢? 他讲说主耶稣说, 我来是要量得生命, 而且得的更丰盛, 丰盛是什么意思?
Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So what does abundant mean?
更丰盛呢,这个丰盛呢,在这个希腊文,这是福杯满,丰盛到它流出来。
Abundantly is actually translating the Greek word that means overflowing.
就是它不断的流露。
In other words, it just keeps flowing.
所以你看到你的生命,如果你充满喜乐,应该流出来,让感染别人。
So if your life is full of joy, you should let this joy flow out from you so that it becomes contagious.
所以你如果真的是被主，所以我们需要主，主离了主，我们什么都不能做。但是有主在我们里面，我们心里面充满了主，没有了他的这个人生的目标、人生的意义，我们自然而然的流入在我们的生活当中。
So of course, firstly, we need to know our Lord, and after we know our Lord, we find true meaning that should now be flowing out from us such that others can see it.
如果你的生命没有流露，没有向别人的见证，没有向传福音，没有把你的爱心、你的信心流露出来，你还没有得到那个真正丰盛的生命。
If you have not found all this kind of joy or whatever that's flowing out from you, you're not sharing the gospel with others, and others cannot be seeing all these things from you, then you have not experienced this overflowing life. And that's it. We have talked about this point in
2 sentences.
If you do have such a true life, it will flow from you naturally. You have to show it.
第三呢，我们要讲到它的方法。
And thirdly, what's the way of abundant life?
这个方法是什么？其实作为基督徒呢，我们要注意这个方法到底是什么。主耶稣有一句讲，施比受更为有福，真的是这个意思。
And as we talk about true Christians now, how do we know this way of abundant life? Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is true.
刚才我们读到这节圣经十章十节，他说盗贼来无非是要偷窃，要杀害，要毁害。我来，我不是来偷，我不是来抢，我不是来拿，我是来给。我是叫羊得生命，我是要让他得的更丰盛。
And we read this just now. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came not to steal. He came not to take. He came that He's here to give them life that they may have life and to have it abundantly.
或者你是基督徒，你说，哎呀，我有基督徒，我有生命，为什么我没有尝受，没有尝到这个神的丰盛，这个丰富，更丰盛的生命，为什么我没有尝到呢？
And you might say I'm a Christian, but I do not feel this abundant life that God has given to me.
有一个故事。
There's a story.
有一个基督徒看到一个很有钱的人，那他说我们比你更富有。
There's a Christian who saw a rich man, and the Christian says to the rich man, I am more wealthy than you.
那个他的朋友说，我比你这么有钱，你怎么可能比我更富有？我有财产万贯，你虽然是我的朋友，你虽然是基督徒，但是你肯定没有我这么多钱。
And so the rich man, who's an unbeliever, replied, How can you be richer than me? I have so much possessions and money. I'm sure you, this poor Christian, is poorer than me.
那个基督徒问他，像你现在在做什么？
And so the Christian asked his rich friend, What are you doing now?
我就是因为我的成功，我可以赚很多钱，我拼命还在赚钱。
And he replied, I am very successful and I'm earning lots of money and I continue to earn lots of money.
你不断的赚钱就是说你不够，我虽然没有钱你这么多，我还是把我所有我有的去跟别人分享，我分享出去就证明我比你富足。
And the Christian replied, you keep earning money showing that you do not have enough, you still lack. But even though I do not have as much money as you, I share with my friends, and by sharing and by giving, it shows that I'm richer than you.
我比你更丰富。
I am more full than you.
当你把生命给予出去，当你跟别人分享的时候，你得到的是多么大的喜乐。
When you share with others and when you are giving to others, the kind of joy that you receive is so much more.
所以主耶稣来的时候呢，他很开放，我把生命给你，得的更丰盛。 他是满意的生命，流出来的生命，同时呢，他是要无私的去给予。当你给予的时候，你就觉得生命是充满了这个喜乐，更有意义，更满足，你的喜乐就流露在我们当中。
So other than being purposeful and overflowing, if you are generously giving, then you will find that this joy is flowing out from you.
所以我们要讲在这边讲的是，所以你看到这边讲到是什么呢？虽然我们刚才给大家看到这个，第一点是 the meaning， 生命的意义，生命的表现跟生命的方法。但是呢，我们最后看到了这个丰盛的生命是什么呢？是一个有方向感、有意义的生命，是有这个流露、福杯满溢、流露的生命，而且最后是。 奉献的生命，如果你有这样的生命呢，你就是这个就是主耶稣来要让我们有这样的生活表现出来。And
yes, indeed, we had the 3 points earlier on, the meaning of abundant life, the expression of abundant life, and also the way of abundant life. But these 3 points can lead us to know that we are living a purposeful life that has direction, and when we are overflowing with all these things that God has given to us, then that's where we express our life, and when we are giving, that's the way that we show. This is the generous life.
就好像主耶稣说，一个麦子，它掉落在地上死了，它长出来就一棵树，能够遮盖，能够给人很多的帮助。
And it's just like Jesus saying that the seed falls to the ground, it dies, but when it grows, it becomes a tree that gives the shade to many.
请问主耶稣来是要给我们得生命，而且更丰盛的生命。你是不是有这个生命？
Jesus came to give life and to give it more abundantly. Do you have this abundant life?
你的生命是表现出主来的确完成了这件事情吗？
Is your life that full of the expression of Jesus giving us this abundant life? That he has already achieved this.
让我们在这个圣诞期间回想主为我们所做的一切。
And let us think about what the Lord Jesus has done for us in this Christmas season.
让我们重新做一个祷告。Let's
close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word. Indeed, we thank you that you have given us your Son, that we might have life and to have it abundantly. Help us, Lord, that if we that if there's anyone here who still do not know Jesus, may you touch his or her heart and help him to commit his life to Christ, to repent from his sins. And for the Christians sitting here, help us, Lord, that we might truly live out this life, that whatever that Christ has given us might overflow in us, and by our actions of giving, by our generosity, we might show others that indeed we have abundant life that is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name. Amen.